Armadoxy for today, baby angels. Gagarin Nezhda was a military strategist and statesman, 1886 to 1955. I've been intrigued by his story and inspired by many of his thoughts, especially about the Armenian national liberation struggle and revolutionary activities. So when I met a gentleman outside Holy Etchmiadzin named Arthur Nezhda, of course, I was curious to find out if there was a connection with the famous freedom fighter I had only read about. In the capital of Armenia, Yerevan, a block off the main Republic Square, stands a statue dedicated to Gagarin Nezhda. Now, this statue has a large tablet inscribed with a few key pieces of inspiration by Nezhda. At the top reads the Holy Trinity that Nezhda honored: God, nation, and the fatherland. Followed by his words, live and work only for those things that are worth dying for, and die only for those things that are worth living for. I've wondered if Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King had read Nezhda when he said, if you have not discovered something you are willing to die for, then you are not fit to live. It's probably unlikely that he did, but when minds and souls are in sync, anything is possible. At the monastery of Datev, there are signs with photos of Nezhda, remembering that he was one of the leaders of the first independent Republic of Armenia. Nezhda had gone to the monastery in a spiritual retreat so that he could connect with the divine. After all, God, nation, and the fatherland were what directed his actions. It was a Wednesday afternoon in June when I stood outside the cathedral at Holy Etchmiadzin, just past the main gate and before heading to the church proper. I had visited my dorm room that day, where I had stayed in the late 1970s as a student at the seminary. I met with a priest who was now working out of that room, converted to an office for diaspora affairs. Things seemed so different and so much smaller than they did decades ago. The room still had the radiator heaters and the windows with the long shelf where we would place our supplies during the winter months to keep them from spoiling. I was there that day to baptize my grandniece, and I had about an hour before the appointment in the baptistry. There was a beautiful fountain memorial just as you enter Etchmiadzin, and I stood there reflecting in the shadow of the first Christian cathedral. The meditative moment was broken by the arrival of a man, his wife, and their baby. He came right up to the fountain, stripped the baby down to his diapers, and placed him under the fountain so the water came over him like a waterfall. And without a warning or a towel, he handed the baby to me and asked me for a blessing. He pulled out his cell phone and began showing me pictures. He explained that he was an athlete, a sports celebrity of sorts. He coached and taught and quickly showed me his Instagram page, where he pointed to the 10,000 of followers he had. But his excitement couldn't be contained when he told me about his son. He said that they had named their son Gagarin because their last name was Nezhda. And so I was holding Gagarin Nezhda, the baby, and offering a blessing. Angels come in different shapes, sizes, and forms. This boy was named after a larger-than-life statesman and hero of the nation. The parents had the courage and the boldness to think outside of their limits and name their child with the dreams of greatness. It was a small message that came to me in the shadow of the great Etchmiadzin Cathedral. As the name Etchmiadzin describes, it is the place where the Son of God descended. Here was a young couple and a very young boy who had come to connect with the past, but also dream of big things to come. Baby Gagarin Nezhda sent us a message that day, that when we approach God with our dream, be courageous and bold. He is our Heavenly Father, and the lower we move our guards, the more access we give to God's great miracles in our lives. We pray. Heavenly Father, bless those who bless you, parents and children who stand at your door seeking a blessing in their lives. May we all be reminded of our Lord Jesus' words to approach you as Father who cares and tends to our needs. We thank you for the blessings you give so abundantly.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.